Now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Lady Hawks and Hawks. As Gilman City wrapping up the regular season this week, have three games at North Harrison last night, have Mercer coming to Gilman tonight, Albany at Gilman on Thursday, and then they head up to Eagleville for the district tournament. That is, I believe, I'm going to double check this here, district number 14, you bet. Eagleville first round games on Monday and Tuesday, the semifinals and finals are going to be at the Ketchum Community Center, NCMC, in Trenton. Start talking here with the Lady Hawks. And, Coach, after a couple of tough games against Tri-County and Mercer up at the tournament last week, it wasn't a win, but the girls played better for you last night, 50-40 loss up at Eagleville.
We had a great first half. Our defense did a really good job of slowing down North Harrison scores. And we went into the halftime with a very small lead, but felt good. And unfortunately, we didn't come out with that same intensity in the third quarter, and North Harrison was able to regain the lead. And I thought we made a decent push in the fourth quarter, but we just couldn't slow down North Harrison, and they were able to maintain their lead late in the game. And, a 10-point loss, it was real close. I thought it gave our girls a little bit of momentum, though. They understood that they could play well against some decent teams, and so hopefully that'll help us as we're getting ready to finish out the season here.
We know that Mercer is playing 4-on-5, but with that being said, they're playing a really good 4-on-5, and they're kind of figuring out how to be very competitive and just playing good shorthanded. They got you 61-19 last week. You got the rematch tonight. What's the biggest challenge with that Mercer team, even with being shorthanded, Coach?
Well, I think we, a big challenge is just matching their intensity, not letting, the idea of you're playing 5-on-4 get in your head. And so we've got to match their intensity. They do a good job of being very active, especially on defense. And then we have to understand how to slow down their scores on offense. Their offense did a good job of moving the ball and creating some mismatches at times, and they did a good job of getting into the paint and getting extra shots, and so we're going to have to do a much better job of, limiting their shot selection from hopefully just from the perimeter and making sure we finish out defense with some rebounds.
Yeah, I was talking with Mercer coach yesterday. I thought that if I'm playing 4-on-5, I'm putting one girl at the corner of the elbow and the other at the corner of the elbow and dropping two underneath the hoop. And he said, yeah, we kind of do that from time to time, but he kind of runs a couple of junk defenses, and he's kind of figuring things out pretty well on the fly for how to defend people 4-on-5.
Yeah, and they do a good job. They kind of run a little diamond defense that does a real good job of moving around, picking up the ball, and making sure the lane's defended well. And if your team doesn't do a good job of moving the ball around the perimeter and having a little bit of dribble penetration at times, then that defense is able to keep you on the perimeter and limit your shots. And so their intensity is very good. Their girls do a good job of moving well and just talking with each other and making sure they cover what they need to cover. And so that's going to be our biggest key, is to make sure that we can match their intensity and stay aggressive. And I think that could help us.
It's hard for you, for your team, because at the small school level, you have the athletes that you have. And I think you got a couple that can kind of slow down Meineke, Coach, but yeah, it's hard to slow down Tori because she has length and she can jump and she's very athletic. And for your team, that's a tough stop.
It is. She does a good job of hitting her shots when she needs to, but she does a great job of penetrating into the lane and getting a good shot off. And even if she misses that shot, she's got that body style that she's tall and long, and she can jump, and she's aggressive. And so she's going to get a lot of rebounds that way too. And she may miss the first one, but if you give her one or two rebounds, she's definitely going to finish, and sometimes at the free throw line too.
Is it Snuffer that would have, I'm kind of thinking your team, Coach, would it be she that would have the body type that would best be able to challenge Tori at the rim?
At the rim, yeah. Their height, they're similar. If Lindsay was able to step up and match her intensity and play with that physicality that Meineke has, I think that would be a really, really nice matchup for us. It's one of those things that, which athlete decides to step up their game and play with a little more intensity is usually going to get the advantage.
It's to me, it's such a psychological thing, and I know that we've had this discussion in the past that when you get beat 61-19 a week ago tonight, and now you get another chance on your home floor against the same team, some teams are going to come out angry, and they're going to come out wanting to prove a point. And then others might think, oh, man, here we go again. If you get down, and we've been here before. And seeing what Lady Hawks team show up tonight is going to be, that's going to have a big factor for what sort of game tonight's 6 o'clock game is going to be, right?
Right. You know, we do. We need to come out and step out on the floor with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. We got to find something that'll keep us motivated. Instead of thinking about, well, they're down, or they're only got four, or they're playing four on five. You can't have those kind of thoughts and think that, you know, a team's just going to be hurting. You've got to understand that they're going to be coming out and fighting just as hard as they need to try and get a W. So we've definitely got to come out and match the intensity, get up and down the floor with them. We need to be physical on our blockouts, which that's something that's kind of plagued us all year long. Sometimes we get into a rut where we like to watch the ball in the air instead of fighting for position and getting jerseys away from the rim so we can get rebounds. And so those things kind of compound after a while, and next thing you know, you're down double digits.
Yeah, and you know, Mercer, I had this discussion with Coach yesterday about how when you're playing shorthanded, they're going to try to, you know, not play as fast, sag back in zones, and, you know, make sure that they block out on those things to save on their energy level. With you having basically, you know, we'll use the hockey term of a power play whenever you're on offense, Coach, is the best strategy for trying to, you know, to wilt that 4-on-5 advantage that you have to kind of spread out the floor a little bit and try to find some of those driving lanes to the hoop?
Yeah, we definitely would like to do that. We just got to get the girls to understand that philosophy. Sometimes I think, especially the last time we played him, we got in that rut of, oh, I'm open, so I should shoot it after the first pass. And I'm like, well, if we're not getting rebounds and, you know, they've got four in the lane and we don't have very many rebounders and we give them the ball right back, then, you know, you're giving that momentum away. And we would like to make that defense, four-man defense, work a little harder than that just to give up one quick shot and get a rebound. And so we'd love to wear them down a little bit if we can. We just got to get everybody on board with that idea.
Got Albany for your final home game on Thursday, Coach, and that is, you know, I haven't followed Albany all that close, but I want to say, just going off the top of my head, that's one of the more formidable Albany girls teams here in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, they've got some nice athletes on the team. They play hard, so they play a very tough schedule, so we know that they're going to come out and play a tough style of basketball, and if we want to be able to compete in that game, we better step up and bring our A game and bring a level of physicality that can match our opponent. So it will definitely be a good matchup for us to play against right before districts.
You match up with Tri-County and districts. You know, that's both good news and bad news. The bad news for Gilman City is you're a 7 seed and Tri-County's a 2, so that's a difficult matchup. Maybe the good news is that you know what Tri-County is. So there, you know, is there a scouting report? Yeah, but you can tell the girls, hey, we know what we need to do against Tri-County to be successful because we've played them for a long time.
Yeah, we've definitely seen them for our fair share this year. I think we played them a couple times at least, and so we definitely know what their strategy is for the most part. We know who their scorers are, so we should be able to have some definite keys that we can focus on to give us an opportunity to be competitive in that game. We know what kind of, you know, pressure defense they're going to play, and we know that they like to play a high-octane offense that takes a lot of perimeter shots, but at the same time, they do a good job of crashing the boards and trying to get second-chance shots. So if nothing else, it'll be an entertaining game of a lot of up and down and a lot of possessions on offense for each team.
Well, and it's going to be the first game of districts next week. That's going to be Monday at 4:30. Number 7, Gilman. Number 2, Tri-County, up at North Harrison High School in Eagleville. We will shift gears, as we always do here, with Coach and talk about this Gilman City boys team coming up next.